And now we want to move on to a discussion about poverty. For the first time in nearly half a century, the federal government is planning to redefine what it means to be poor in America. It's actually an experiment, but it's the first step in rethinking the official definition of poverty since the original measurement was put in place by the Social Security Administration in the mid-1960s. To talk more about this, we called Algernon Austin, the director of the Race, Ethnicity, and Economy Program of the Economic Policy Institute. He's also with us on the phone. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to talk with you.
What's wrong with the current definition of poverty as it's defined by the government? Why do people want to change it?
Well, the definition of poverty was basically based on solely on the cost of food, and it was assumed that poverty would be three times the sort of minimum cost of food for a family.
Cost of food?
Yes, yes. It's based on a food basket. However, the cost over the years, the cost of food has not risen as quickly as the cost of housing and medical care. So, for example, in 1960, the poverty rate, the poverty line for a family of four was about half of the national median family income. Today, it's about less than a third. So it certainly has been declining relative to family incomes over time.
So what will the new measure show? And I want to mention that initially the government is going to keep the traditional measure in place, but they're going to, I guess, do sort of a test in various places to see what you'd come up with if you use these new instruments.
Right. And the new measure makes a lot, I think, makes sense to most people. It includes food, but in addition to food, it factors in the cost of clothing, the cost of shelter, the cost of utilities. The exact details, I'm not sure that they've finalized yet, but it will probably include some cost of medical expenses and may have adjustment for geographic adjustments, because some places the cost of living is much higher than others. So it may include all of those factors in trying to determine what's the minimum that a family needs.
And of course, the cost of housing varies wildly from some place to place.
Yes.
Why is this new measure so important? Why has there been so much, what's the word I'm looking for, sort of energy around changing this measurement over the years?
Everyone recognizes that our measure is out of date. So it's really important, and it's an important advance that we update our measure. As I said, food is not the only sort of serious expenditure. As you mentioned, the cost of housing varies dramatically. Medical costs varies dramatically. Utilities also. So all of these things are daily expenses for families. So all of these things need to be considered.
But this isn't solely an academic exercise. I mean, this measurement is used for specific reasons. So why do advocates and people in the government care so deeply about this? And do you expect, and I think, frankly, I think a lot of people would want to, do you expect that the measurement of those who are officially considered poor, do you expect that number to rise just because of the measurement change, not because of the recession, but because of the way we're measuring poverty?
Yes, yes. And we can see the alternatives that the Census Bureau is considering is based on recommendations from the National Academy of Sciences. And for about a decade now, the Census Bureau has actually been publishing these alternative measures. And there are many different alternatives, so it's not clear which one they will use or how they might modify it. But with these measures, you do see shifting of poverty. You know, so generally older, you see increases in the poverty rates for older Americans, some declines for younger, some shifting of poverty towards higher places that have higher costs of living, like the Northeast and the West. And even depending on, you know, which measure you look at, you can actually even see some declines in the poverty rates for people living in the South, and even some slight declines for African Americans, and that's probably due in part because still about half of African Americans live in the South.
Now, finally, I'm going to ask you to make a prediction. Do you predict that this new, as I mentioned, this is an experiment, but it's the first step in addressing this measurement overall. Do you expect that this will change eventually?
I think it will, but I think, you know, there will be a lot of political back and forth. Actually, it may look somewhat like the healthcare debate, in that, you know, people in some regions are going to favor some measures and some items to be included, and other people will differ in what they would like included in the new measure.
Algernon Austin is the director of the Race, Ethnicity, and the Economy program at the Economic Policy Institute. He joined us by phone from his office in Washington. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.